Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at the business of food with Nina Pacillo, managing partner of Nina Cucina. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamak and Chip Evans. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in 1 day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time to this program Nina Pacillo, who is managing partner of Nina Cucina. It is a pleasure to have you on here to talk about the business of food.
Thank you, Sam.
We have a huge problem, literally and metaphorically, in this country with obesity.
Yes,
we do. The amount of food that people are consuming is way above what their needs are. And yet we continue to see the food industry push larger and larger portions on people. You are a cookbook author, you have a television show, you have a website, all designed to do what?
Well, what Nina Cucina does is teach people that, yes, they can eat delicious, nutritionally dense food and not gain weight. They can actually lose weight doing this. Yes, you have to cook in your own home, and what my website does is we actually teach you how to do that. It's video-based, so you can actually find a recipe that you like. You can actually see it being made by me. You have the recipe. You have your nutritional information. It's all portion-controlled for you. If you need to shop for it, you can shop for it right on the website. What I'm trying to do is teach people that delicious food does not have to be detrimental to your health.
And also to your taste buds.
And to your taste buds. I mean, healthy food doesn't have to taste like health food. And we all know what I mean when I say that. It doesn't have to taste like cardboard. It can be nutritionally dense, and it can be delicious. I mean, absolutely, decadently delicious. I have a healthy chocolate mousse on my website, and that has 12 grams of fiber per serving, 9 grams of protein. It's gluten-free, it's dairy-free.
Let me play devil's advocate. Okay, so the immediate response is, I don't have time to do all this.
It doesn't take as much time as you think. And, you know, the hardest part of anything is beginning. Hardest part of going to work in the morning is getting out of bed. But once you're out of bed and you start moving towards the door, the day does change. If you start having a, what I call a running kitchen, and it doesn't take a whole lot. All it takes is getting up in the morning and you know you're going to make the coffee or the tea. All right, so instead of making just the coffee or the tea, why don't you make yourself a protein shake? Or why don't you make yourself some healthy muffins on a Saturday morning? Put them all in the freezer and every morning take one out and put it into the microwave. And just feed your body one small, healthful, delicious thing a day. And all of a sudden, you're going to start feeling better and looking better. And then you're going to want to do it just a little bit more. And that's how a lifestyle builds. I mean, that's how it built for me. That's how it builds for everybody.
What about the rap on organic food that people just can't afford it, that the comparison cost between organic food and regular food is just too expensive?
Really, I don't believe that either. I mean, I see, you know, I'm the friend of yours that's texting saying, organic tomatoes are on sale at thus and such place at $1.99 a pound or 99 cents a pound. Or if you go to your local farmer's market during the spring and summer months, you're going to find just an abundance of fresh and organic, or not always organic but not sprayed, foods that are inexpensive. Plus, I found organics in the dollar store in the frozen section. So there's always a way to stay within your budget. You just have to be a little creative.
You know, one of the things that we see a tremendous amount of, and it's been going on since World War II, is all this industrialized processed foods.
Yeah.
What is this doing to our bodies?
Destroying our bodies. You know, when I was growing up, my favorite cereal was Frosted Flakes, you know, with Tony the Tiger. My mother used to say, well, if you want to eat that, you might as well eat the box first, because there's more nutrition in the box. And, of course, moms are always right. She was absolutely right. And with most packaged foods, you might as well eat the box. There is no nutrition in it. And the chemicals that are in it are probably killing you. Slowly, perhaps, but surely. And that's a real shame. There's no reason for it.
You fell in love with a man who you found to be somewhat overweight. How did you get him onto this program, and what were the results?
Yes, he was quite a bit overweight. He's lost 50 pounds, certainly, doing this. It was a lot of creativity. I knew that I could not make him healthy by feeding him grilled chicken and steamed broccoli for the rest of his life. It just wasn't going to happen. So I had to sneak foods. And what I started doing was really incorporating vegetables, taking grain totally out of the diet, creating breads and muffins that were totally grain-free, changing the sweeteners from cane sugar to low glycemic sweeteners, and creating for him absolutely luscious food that looked beautiful at a certain portion. So he thought he was cheating, but in reality, he was feeding his body. And that's really how Nina Cucina began, and the concept grew. Because as he saw himself begin to shrink, he became a little bit vain, you know, because people would say, wow, you look great. What have you been doing? Just eating Nina's food.
All right, this is a good point to take a break. We'll come back and talk more about the business of food when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
Play for monster cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino, your places to play and win.
Are you tired of check cashing fees, bounce checks, and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971. So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play for Monster Cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Your places to play and win.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Nina Puccillo, who is the managing partner of Nina Cucina. She's a cookbook author, is currently producing a TV series, has a great website, and we have a link to that at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You know, a friend of mine said to me a couple of weeks ago, you know, I'm tired of people telling me I'm fat. You know, so I'm a little pudgy. What's wrong with that? Leave me alone. How do you respond to people?
Well, really, if that's being a little pudgy is not necessarily a problem. However, I would ask, do you know what your blood work is like? Because what ends up happening to people is they think, you know, they accept a certain part of themselves, and being pudgy happens to be one of them. But I would ask that person, have you had your cholesterol checked? Do you know what your blood sugars are, what your triglycerides are, what your blood pressure is? And many times, the answers to those questions are, no, I don't know. And that is the big problem with that kind of acceptance. We have childhood obesity in this country, and we have kids that are type 2 diabetics. This is something that's never happened in the history of our country. And it's really, I don't find it to be acceptable. I don't find it to be acceptable to push disease upon our children. They're the future of this country. And so, you know, when a person says, I know I'm a little pudgy, and what's wrong with that? Well, maybe nothing, except that you may not be accepting of yourself when you look in the mirror. But maybe something really bad is going on in your body that you don't know about.
A lot of people spend a lot of time going to restaurants for business or for other social reasons. What's your advice to people of how they can eat healthily whilst going to a restaurant?
I have made friends. I spend a lot of time in restaurants, and I adore restaurants. I grew up in one. I have made friends with the appetizer menu. Portions are so large in most restaurants today that if you have an appetizer and a side salad, you've had probably more than you need. Or what I often do is an appetizer, and then I order a side of whatever their vegetable of the day is, grilled asparagus or whatever. And that seems to be more than enough. If I think I'm really hungry and I want a main course, the first thing that I ask for is wild salmon. If there's salmon on the menu, I always ask if it's wild. If I'm dying for a steak, I ask for grass-fed beef, and I choose the smallest portion, usually the filet, and then I split it with my husband.
We've got two big things coming up. Actually, more than two big things, but you've got Christmas parties, you've got Christmas itself, you've got Thanksgiving.
Yes.
What's your advice to folks of how to deal with the holidays?
Well, what we're doing this year on the website is for Thanksgiving, we're doing an apricot sausage stuffed game hen with cranberry port wine sauce. And I chose that.
Yum. Can I go to your house?
Yes, you can. The reason that I chose that was because it's easily portioned. Myself, I'll only eat a quarter, but the portion size is a half of a bird. And a half of a bird on your plate does fill the plate. And with the cranberry port wine sauce, you've got some wonderful antioxidants and some fiber going on. So that's how I'm handling it this year. Last year, I did a rolled turkey breast stuffed with turkey sausage, which was so low in fat and calories. I mean, when you look at the nutritional content, the calorie level, you think it's a diet meal, but it's not. So that's the way I'm handling that. At Christmas, we are doing a pistachio-crusted rack of lamb with an heirloom tomato salsa. So once again, the vegetables are incorporated. The lamb is grass-fed, so it's lower in fat, higher in healthy fats. And there, see, there are ways around all of it. And of course, my two favorite words, portion control. That's, it's key.
You know, it's funny, you and I were talking the other day. A lot of times I collect cookbooks and I'll be cooking something and it doesn't come out right. And it's because today a chicken breast weighs a half a pound, whereas 20 years ago it weighs significantly less than that.
Yeah.
And the whole industry is completely out of whack.
Yeah, it really is, and it's sad. You have to really get to know your farmer today. It's you almost cannot go into a supermarket and, you know, pick up a piece of meat out of the cooler, because you really don't know where it's come from. And I've made it my business, literally, to know where my food comes from. And, you know, we have some very good food sources on my website, people that I personally order from. The fish people that I do business with, I have fish from them in my freezer. You'll see their link on my website. And that's the way that I handle it, because I need to know what's happening to food. There's only grass-fed beef in my house. We bought from a local farmer here in this valley. That is really the best way to handle it. You have to know.
Well, give the name of your website.
NinaCucina.com.
And people can go there. There's a paid-for section as well as just a regular section.
Correct.
And you'll have information about the cookbooks and where people can buy it, and also about the TV show when it starts rolling later on this year.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here. And I know you bought a whole stash of food here.
I did.
As soon as we go,
treats for you.
As soon as we go to commercial, we're going to be diving in. Thank you so much. We'll be right
Thank
back
you.
On Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
It's the final week of Ashley Furniture Home Store's Columbus Day 5 for 5 event. Get an extra 5% off for every $500 you spend. Or get a free HD TV with qualifying purchase. Or choose up to 5 years interest-free financing. And they're only available at your Ashley Furniture Home Store.
A champion lets his actions do the talking.
Out to the 45 to the 50. Down the sideline.
A champion goes the extra yard. Because sometimes that's what it takes.
Impact touchdown!
A champion doesn't make excuses. He makes history.
How did he do that?
Nevada Wolfpack football. The WAC champions return this September for another groundbreaking season. Get your season tickets today. Call 348-PACK. Option 2.
What? I'm going to be late. I can't be late.
Grandma, you got to help me out. My window's broken.
I'll be right there. No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
We guarantee the lowest prices in town, only at Glassboro.
Clean-venience.
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 Clean-venience? Who came up with that? Bobby Pages. Bobby Pages.
Clean-venience. Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, and Chip Evans, former chair of the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you both here. Just a quick question for you, just to follow up on our previous segments here. You know, you had a bunch of health issues, as did I. How did you cope with changing your lifestyle in terms of food?
Actually, the
dietitian came into my room and said, we're going to start talking about your diet and how you handle it and everything else. And I said, you know what, I save you both of us a lot of time, because to change my diet, I'd have to go out in front of the hospital here and start eating the grass. Because I eat very healthy now. Now, back in my younger years, no. We used to buy beef on the half, and we used to a lot of, in fact, my mom was meat, potatoes, and maybe a vegetable, but it was meat and potatoes every night. Some kind of meat, some kind of potatoes, the standard stuff from the people that were born and raised in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And that's what I grew up on. But I changed radically before I had the heart surgery.
We're taping this on the 19th, which is the morning after the debate last night in Las Vegas.
You mean the fist fight?
Oh, yes. Well, let's talk about it. Winners, losers here.
You know, I think... The early comments are is that Rick Perry lost a little ground. Certainly the idea of creating a presidential image was lost in his tone and his demeanor. I think Mr. Kaine's economic policies don't seem to be winning anybody over, and he's going to have to go back and rethink how he presents that. I think Obama won last night.
All right, Mr. Gammack, I think you want to respond to that.
I'm still choked up over the last comment here. that one came from nowhere. I don't know what a presidential demeanor is. I haven't figured that out. Each individual is an individual, and Perry's a little stronger, a little comes on a little harder than other than people may like, but that's still Rick Perry. I'd rather have that than having him fake. I think he did a pretty good job last night. It did turn into a free-for-all, so it's kind of who slugged it out the best. Mitt Romney, he looked fine. Kaine, trying to justify his 999, did not go well at all. I mean, even when they said to him that anybody could, it doesn't take a genius to figure this one out, because that's 9% federal sales tax. And then I think Mitt Romney brought up, well, you got a sales tax in Nevada too. Does that add to it? And he started talking apples and oranges. No, it's not. It's all sales tax. I mean, what are we doing here? So I didn't give him much in the way of that. I think the two are going to come down to is going to be Perry and Mitt Romney. And just remind people that there isn't a single candidate there that believes the way everybody else does right down the line. I mean, there's going to be give and take on all of them, so you got to pick your best points.
Do you feel at this point that it's down to Perry and Romney?
I do, although, you know, I think of it as kind of a larger struggle, and if Perry stumbles, I think Kaine will be in the mix of things. This seems like the classic battle within the Republican Party between the folks that are used to be the northeastern conservative Republicans of yore and the new Tea Party from the South sort of folks, and that's the essential battle that's going on between Perry and Romney.
You regard the Tea Party as from the South? I would disagree with that.
Yeah, the Tea Party came out of the West, didn't it?
It's been very strong here in Nevada. It's been strong, and certainly in a business sense, in California. So I don't really want to put that into that position. It's interesting, talking to a lot of very conservative business people, they appear to be getting more and more comfortable with Romney.
I'm seeing a lot of that happening personally and personality and the way he comes at stuff. I like Perry better.
Why?
He's not as smooth. He's not as polished as
so
Romney is.
More like you, huh?
Yes, exactly. Perry says it the way he sees it, and Perry goes forward. And he's done a lot of things down in Texas, and I've looked at a lot of stuff he's done down there. And he's either here or here. I mean, he doesn't try to stay in the center on a lot of issues. He takes a stand on issues, and that's his beliefs. And I like people like that are straightforward, honest, and come out. So personally, I'm leaning more toward Perry, but I think Romney's coming on pretty strong. And getting the endorsements he's gotten lately hasn't hurt him at all. And I have to agree with one thing here. It's a classical Republicans fighting Republicans again. They're eating each other instead of eating the opponent. And that's going to hurt. It always has.
The odds of the economy turning around by election day are very, very slim. What does the president have to run on?
Well, I think he's going to have to define why it's not better. If it's not better, then why? And if he's successful in presenting the fact that, you know, he inherited a mess and it's been obstructionist policy purposely ever since.
You can't say that. He's been president for 2.5 years. You can't say that anymore.
But it is a deep
now
and
his
long
economy.
Problem. It took it took a long, long time to revive ourselves from the Great Depression. And this would have been that but for some last-minute intervention. So, you know, an instantaneous sort of turnaround. I think you're going to represent the popular view that, well, things aren't better. And that'd be the short-sighted view of what's really going on there.
In what way?
Well, you know, what is going to go on? We have some known things that help create jobs. Republicans have stopped them at every corner. The idea of just simply cutting taxes and letting rich people hoard more money is not working. And if the American public gets that, which I think is a big part of this Occupy movement, I think Obama's going to do just fine.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, we've got a president here who is giving money away faster than he can print it, not using it to stabilize and to create jobs and to put people to work and to create taxes and do all that. He's just giving it away. Just want some money here. We'll be glad to give it to you. He's given away, just did another $500 billion, $500 billion in the last bill he signed. I haven't heard anything come out of him that creates jobs, and that, except, excuse me, I have to back off on that. 18,000 new IRS agents, that created a lot of jobs. But as far as for the people, getting the crafts back together, putting that kind of work together, I haven't seen him doing that, and he's had 2.5 years to do it. He can't keep turning around saying Bush blew it all and messed it all up. He hasn't done anything to create it. In fact, he's dug a deeper hole.
Virtually saved the auto industry in the United States. These are jobs. These are people that are buying cars. He propped up that industry at a time when the Republicans said, walk away from it. Let them die. Sounds like Romney's plan for foreclosures. Let them die. Walk away.
And that's where we got to leave it. All right, gentlemen. There's food up in the break room. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
How are we going to pay these bills? We've extended all of our credit.
Meet the Joneses, an average young couple living in financial terror.
Who are you?
They're worried about opening their mail.
How'd you get in here?
They're afraid to answer their phone.
That's my phone.
What the Joneses don't know but are about to discover is that Lighthouse Financial can lend them up to $25,000 in 20 minutes with no credit check.
Call or visit Lighthouse Financial, 800-813-CASH.com, and drive away with cash today.
Disney on Ice presents Treasure Trove, a spectacular event that will leave you bedazzled. See our glittering stars and unlock your most precious moments from Disney's animated treasures. Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, The Lion King, and all the Disney princesses from Snow White to Rapunzel. At last, your treasured Disney animated films are now a super cool ice show.
Tickets start at $12, coming to the Lawler Event Center November 4th through 6th.
I think someone at my friend's school has this thing called autism. My friend's brother's son has autism. My neighbor's son has autism. My son has autism.
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, Michael Yakir will be here, the president and CEO of NV Energy. We'll see you.